Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. It's holiday time, people. Hey, Big Sean, are you a big Christmas shopper? What are you doing?
I'm hacking, Matt. It's holiday hacking time. I got to hack down this tree and make it happen. I got to save some money. I got a lot of people on my list, and you know how I do. So I got to get back to work, Matt. Well,
there you go. While Sean's hacking, we brought in a hack expert, a special guest, a friend of mine who is a television producer. She is a talk show host. She is a sharer of information. She is a person with a multitude of talents and gifts. Her name is Chesney.
Wait. Did you not also say she's a beautiful lady as well? Are we allowed to say that?
Oh, ooh, why, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You ignore the obvious?
Thank God
I got to look at you through this whole podcast. I'm going to keep my focus right here.
I think that's called burying the lead. I bury the lead. She's a beautiful woman, but she's also super smart, and she's also a shopping guru. She's got great tips. So I want to welcome Chazine. Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Hi. Ooh. Thank you for having me. You know, we're always about saving those coins.
Absolutely.
You know, we've got goals, right? We got goals, so we got to make that happen.
Absolutely.
So you keep that in mind in the holidays time, your goals. You don't get carried away buying all kind of fly, expensive.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to buy all these gifts for you guys, and then I'm still going to be, what, either broke, short on my goals, not going to have that house that I was trying to save up for, or, you know, make that trip that I wanted to. And
so you got
to
stay focused.
Yes, you got to stay focused.
So, Chazine, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, your background. I know, like, I let people know that you're a TV producer, but tell us, give us a little bit.
And beautiful.
And you're beautiful. So tell us about yourself.
As you said, I am a producer. I'm also an editor. I work for Music Choice. Work with artists, your favorite artists, from the Cardi B's to Carrie Underwood for our country people. Is that you, Sean? No?
Reggae is my
thing.
To
the Shawn Mendezes. To my Sean Paul, sir. The guy who put the Caribbean people on the map. I wanted to say sac passé, but I'm not Haitian. My parents are from St. Kitts and Nevis. But yeah, so that's pretty much like my main thing. And then recent passion project is Chaz Chats and my YouTube channel, where I've just kind of been feeding the people, giving back to, pouring into the community like you guys, you good folks, as we continue to just grow and, you know, create our legacy as people of color. So that's pretty much been the focus.
Well, connected to our topic today, like, I know you've recently done some of your own content about gift giving, and you mentioned that it's kind of your love language. Is that what you said?
Gift giving is my love language.
Explain that. What do you mean by that?
What
do you love
happy
about gift giving?
Oh, okay. I'm like, you know, the five love language. I don't know. I've just found that it's what makes me happy. Like, one day my family and I sat around a table, and I took a list, notes of everyone's love language. And as everyone was saying all the other ones, it just didn't excite me as
What's
much.
What's a love
as
language?
So, you know, the five love languages? Dang, I hope I know them all. There's acts of service. There's gift giving. Touch.
and a couple others.
Yeah. I do a lot of sound effects, by the way, guys. I hope it doesn't bother you. But yeah, so out of the five love languages, mine is gift giving. And I do like receiving gifts as well, and I think acts of service, but I like giving gifts. It makes me really happy to know that I I got it right, and see the excitement on your face when you're opening that gift, and it's like, yes.
What was the last gift you gave?
Oh, shoot. Okay, well, okay, I got to make sure he's not. Oh, when is this coming out again? Okay, we'll make sure this comes out for. But a producer friend's been helping me with with this new project and a lot of the content. So what I will be getting for him is a membership to masterclass.com. He really pours himself. Well, actually, my DP, I should say. Director of photography for those folks who don't work in production. But yeah, he loves constantly learning, and I know that's the gift that one will keep giving, and it's the one that will excite him. I was just gonna buy him a bottle of liquor, and I know that would excite him too, but not in the same way, you know. Every time you open that gift, you will think of me, Chazzy.
Wow, and it's just to give it, no special holiday, nothing like that. Just
no,
to,
as a thank you,
right?
He's been helping me a lot, gaining, you know, getting pictures, images, video, etc., for this project that I'm working on.
And how long have you been practicing this?
Gift giving?
Yeah.
Well, it was like I didn't realize that was my love language until someone had defined it. And I was like, oh, that makes sense.
What's my love? What's your love language, man? Don't look at me like that when you say it, please.
Wow. I'm not sure. We'll do another episode where I will figure that out.
Try to say it in a little way. What's your love language?
Wow. Okay, back to the topic, which is the holiday season and not going broke trying to buy a gift that's too fly or out of your budget, or just, you know, we want our listeners to have a strategy in hand to where they can keep their money in their pocket, but also look good buying some cool gifts for the people they love. So talk about, I mean, one of the first things that we thought about in this was the importance of budgeting. So, you know, you don't ruin what you got going on. What do you think about the budgeting process?
I think it's about, and I'm sure you guys would agree with me, let me know if you don't, but it's about being realistic with what you can afford. So whatever your goals are, I'm sure you've set that out, or I hope you've set out that budget. And then from there, how much money do I have to offer to people? And I'm going to keep it all the way real. My budget for last year was $300.
Out of how many people? How many people? How many gifts?
Nine people. Would you believe?
Damn, girl.
Would you believe? How many, I made it happen.
Sean Linda, how many people are on your Christmas list? How many are you buying gifts for?
Well, listen, I got two wonderful boys, and I tell them every year I gift them all year long. So don't expect much on Christmas.
So nobody's on your Christmas list? You're the Grinch?
My nephews that I go to Canada every year, and I fly December 25th. So by the time I get in, there's not enough time. So then we go December 26th, we go on the stores, and we hit the stores, and they pick out what they want.
Okay.
And I make a general rule, like, you know, for the most part, I think gifting during the holiday season is about the kids. So I put my energy in kids. And everything I do, I really, even my give back is always focused with youth and with kids.
Love it.
I think I put my energy in the kids, try to make them smile.
All right. Well, Shazine, sounds like you are more of a generous giver. You give also to adults and friends and family.
So I get no adult gift from you, dog.
I
know you 20 plus years. I never get no adult gift from you.
This is true. All right, Shazine. So you said last year your budget was $300. Mm-hmm. Did you stick to it? And describe how that process went down. Nine people you shopped for.
I did stick to it. Okay, so how does that go down? I do prioritize the list. This was mostly family I think two friends or something like that. So one thing I really appreciate, let me just throw that out really quickly with my friends. We did like Secret Santa. So everybody got a gift, but you didn't have to buy a gift for everyone.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes,
big family
helpful.
Secret Santa works.
Yeah, and that too.
Good tip, listeners.
Did you cap the Secret Santa, like how much they could spend?
We did.
What was the cap?
It was $30.
That's nice.
Yes.
Gift certificates allowed, included?
They are, but they bore me. Gift certificates bore me.
You don't like
me.
Gift certificates.
It's not fun to buy and to receive, I guess, but, you know, you have fun when you're going off and buying it on your own, which I guess if that's my last resort, but it's always a last resort.
So you're like a gift thinker.
I like that. Yeah.
That's her love
it
language.
It brings me joy, is the thing.
Figure it out.
Yeah. It's going to be hard if whoever the future Mr. Pemberton is doesn't enjoy receiving gifts.
I am such
if
a
he has a different love language.
I am such a gift certificate guy.
Oh,
like,
no.
Because to me, it's like, let you be the creative and get what you need. Like, I'm not going to try to figure out your need. Let you decide here is you have something
hashtag
to work
lazy.
With. You know, you figure out your need. And then I'm just supporting your need. It's a different, you know, you're looking at it from one perspective. I'm looking at it from another perspective. You're like, I'm going to figure out their need and try to get something that's going to pleasure them. Correct?
See, but that's not your love language. That's why we got to figure out what it is on the next episode, I guess.
I'm all about love.
So, your nine gifts, your $300 budget.
You started as Black Friday?
I started on Black Friday.
But you were thinking about it like throughout before Black Friday arrived. You're online. What were you doing?
So the key is to, I mean, if you can start right when Christmas ends, start paying attention to what the people are talking about. You know, what excites them? What, remember I mentioned my friend who I'm going to give masterclass.com a membership to for that. I've had the conversations with him about it. It's nowhere near Christmas, so he's not even expecting that. And I'm like, yo, there's a sale. You gonna get this? Oh, but I can't, you know, I can't afford it right now, et cetera, et cetera. But yo, that looks so good. I even ran him through as I did the trial.
You're,
I know,
setting
this sounds
him up.
Like a lot of
see,
work.
You're setting him up.
I see your face in your
I'm like, you set him up, man. He doesn't even know.
Yes, but that's smart. The beautiful thing. If you ask closer to Christmas, everybody knows what you're doing.
So you were at, what month were you in asking this?
I probably started in the summertime.
Wow.
Not intentionally, though. You also, it's just good people to be listeners, good listeners in life, you know? But yeah, so that's how you can tell what, you know, start getting some ideas. And so then as I near closer to Black Friday, I start just researching, like, you know, kind of lining up my list. So a really good tool that I like using, an app on, a widget rather, on Chrome, Google Chrome, is Shop Tagger. So pretty much in this app, you're able to, the widget pops up every time you're on a website and you're about to purchase something. It'll say, do you want to save this? You save it. You click save. And then when you go to Shop Tagger website, that's shoptagr.com, you just have a visual list of everything you've saved. And you can categorize them by store, by whatever.
Oh, and
the
it can be
at
multiple different websites.
No, no, no. All on one website. But you can filter things. So that's awesome. And on that website, it'll let you know when things go on sale. It'll let you know when they're running low in stock, and then also when they're back in stock as well.
Mm-hmm. That's triggering you to spend.
Oh, well, you got a whole other problem you got to handle.
Okay. So shoptagger.com. Everybody write that down.
Are you an impulse shopper?
No, I'm not. I mean, that started from youth, though. My mom didn't. We didn't really go about shopping that way. I like online shopping, too, because I like to keep things in my basket. And then I, like, am I still thinking about it later? Did I really need that? My mom always asks, do you need it? But do you need it?
So you don't go into, you don't like going into department stores and walking through the village and looking window shopping?
No, that's torture. Why? Why would I do that to myself?
Now, you've also said something about stacking your discounts.
Yes.
Break that down. What? Tell us what that means.
Okay. So, stacking your discounts. You can use Shop Tagger to figure out what the promo codes are. Once again, it'll pop up when you're on the website. Do you want to check the promo codes? You click I Feel Lucky, and then it tells you what the promo code options are.
Wait, is this a dating app or a shopping app?
I feel lucky.
That's another show.
No, it's absolutely a shopping app. WikiBuy is my backup, and I also like to click that button to see if there are any promo codes that it missed. Now, I know that a lot of people like to use, it's called Honey. They swear by it. Do you? I don't know. Honey's like dropped the ball a couple of times for me, so I was good. I like
Honey, and I back it up with Retail Me Not.
Retail Me Not.
I'm old school. I'm old school.
Yes. I didn't want to. I was trying to find another way to say it. I was going to move on, actually. So now, on Retail Me Not, do you have to go to that website, or does it have a pop-up that tells you?
Listen, you guys are so used to instant gratification.
Yes,
okay?
Sir.
I will go fill out my shopping cart, old school style. And once I get to the page of checkout page and say, do you have a promo code? I open up a new page.
Okay.
I Google discount code for such and such a thing. If I don't see any, then I go to my favorite Retail Me Not, and I put in the name of the store, and I look for a coupon code, okay?
I remember those days. Now in a new day, just in the event that I forget, that's why I really appreciate these pop-ups, because there are times when I forget. And so when they pop up, I'm like, oh yeah, let me check if there's a promo code. Eureka, there's a promo code.
So what about Honey? You said you didn't like Honey.
It has failed me. That's the thing. And there was a couple of times where it showed nothing. And then I was like, okay, well, let me click these other buttons and see if they have a promo code. And they did. And Honey did not.
And nothing, Honey.
Yes, exactly. So that's what I use. I also really appreciate cashback services like Rakuten. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And
I think it's Rakuten, but whatever.
Rakuten. That is why I appreciate you, sir. Rakuten. And what's another one? What's the other one? Swagbucks. Swagbucks, yeah. So they also pop up as widgets. You gotta download the widgets if you're gonna be down with this life, okay? I'm forewarning you. So they pop up and then you select those as well, and it'll say, hey, do you want 2% cash back? Do you want to activate it? And I like to stack all of that. I'll click all the buttons that you'll let me click. Sometimes you can't do Swagbucks at the same time and Rakuten at the same time. That's fine. But around Black Friday, an extra 10% to 15% is what you get. So can you imagine seeing 50% off? Like Zara had 50% off sale, and now I'm getting an additional 10%? That's 60% off, my friend.
Ta-da.
So just to speak in your language, you still think Black Friday is popping?
It is popping.
You think it's still like how it was back in the day?
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about that back in the day. So I never used to go outside. I tried it once with my mom. I was just
standing in the lines.
Yes, and I was depressed, and so I was like, "Never again! I'm not doing
just
it." And
too then, much.
No. Then when they opened, I think it was around time they started with Cyber Monday. I was like, "Yes, that's my thing."
Aren't you Cyber Mondaying on Black Friday?
I know that's the okie doke that they're doing. Cyber Monday doesn't even matter as much anymore. Let me tell you.
So you're Cyber Mondaying on a Black Friday.
Yes, and they start on.
So
Wednesday
you're not playing
style.
By the rules.
Oh, wait, so wait, you're Cyber Mondaying on Black, Wednesday before
it.
Black Friday.
Just got it.
They just started this year, unless I'm missing something, but Wednesdays, they start.
So what's Cyber Monday then? Is it overlapped then? It's like overkill.
I think Cyber Monday is done because they have leftovers and they want to get rid of them.
Really?
And it's all marketing. They just want to keep you in the whole shopping mindset you know, from Thanksgiving through to Christmas.
But Cyber Monday is more like, to me, like what I was reading, more like a techie day to
it
shop.
It was originally, a techie that was day. The original definition of it.
It was a techie day. And Black Friday was like your day, Matt. Non-techie.
Oh, no.
He's got jokes.
Can I share something with you for perspective? So my friend purchased a $50 smart TV, $50 50-inch. That would be great. $50 smart TV. 50-inch smart TV. I think it was Philips. Is that a good one, would we say?
I'm in a shipping business tonight.
Okay, exciting.
Just side note. I am in a shipping business. I do a lot of shipping to the Caribbean. You Caribbean people, like, I don't know why y'all getting 75-inch TVs and 65-inch TVs. Like, where are they going in the Caribbean? Like, I mean, 40-inch was big. Now it's like, if you're not going over 75, you ain't saying anything. But
No, I definitely don't have a 50-inch, but hey, that's fine. So on Wednesday, her friend purchased the same TV, 4K TV. It was $180. She waited till Friday. It went up to $277. That's new. Pay attention, y'all. Pay attention. Start on Wednesday.
Okay.
Now, sometimes I feel like sometimes with Black Friday, I used to catch them where they inflate the cost. Like, okay, and one of my favorite shopping websites is J.Crew, and I noticed like I'm not really think I'm saving on J.Crew. I think they inflate. Sometimes they raise them to bring them down.
You're right.
And I think that's why I got turned off from Black Friday, because I'm like, oh, they're raising. And like Macy's used to do all that too, like in Bloomingdale's,
right.
Like raise the price, give you this coupon and make you feel like you're saving, but you're really paying the normal sale price.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I felt they switched it up. And after that, I was like, I'm not down with this.
I'm so sorry that you were hurt by that.
I'm very sensitive.
You will notice on ShopTagger, you'll be able to tell who's playing
that game.
Yeah, some people do that. That's true. But
I think ShopTagger should be a dating site, man. Listen, who's playing?
well, I have a question for the room. So, how about credit? How does credit play into your strategies for holiday shopping in terms of, you know, getting points or using cards or not using cards or paying cash or when you're budgeting? Or do you use a lot of your credit cards when you're shopping, Shazeen, or do you not? Or any thoughts on that?
I sure do. I use a cashback card.
I mean, you can
you know,
else.
I can shower sing, but like, don't really give me a mic and expect me to sing. but yeah, a cashback card only. So I put it all on a cashback card and then I pay it off. So the key, my friends, is pay it off. If you're not confident in your ability to do so, I would say stay away from the cashback card. It's not worth the headache, you know, but yeah. And then I take that money for myself. Either I use it for the following Christmas or I save it this year. I'm just saving it for my birthday. You know, we're going to Jamaica.
Jamaica, me happy. I would say with cards, you know, if you follow cards, their promotions are seasonal, right? So this time of the year, there's a lot of zero interest promotional cards out there because the catch is to pile up your card over the holiday season, and then coming into the new year, basically can't afford to pay it back and hit you with the interest after the zero interest rate. But if you do it right, you can, like I always say, if you get a zero interest card for zero interest for 12 months, you amortize it out over the number of months so that you do 12 equally installed payments.
Big,
so by the time
big word alert, amortize.
Yeah, I know. I was like, let me Google that later.
So that by the time the interest is supposed to hit, you have already paid the card off.
Nice.
Because that's where they want, because they know that you're going to do a high spend around this time of the year. Mm. So the best credit card deals are actually around this time of the year. Even like I always said in previous shows, even like if you're going to do a big ticket purchase, like getting a car, leasing a car, especially even buying a car, the best time to buy or lease a car is in December towards the end of the month for that same year car. So we're in 2019. You buy a car, you lease a car, you buy a car in December of 2019 because they're trying
to get it off the lot.
All that old inventory. And then towards the end of the month is important because that's where the salesmen are trying to hit their sales goals. So they're a little more flexible. Manager's a little more flexible.
All right.
Well, I learned a lot.
Well, you know,
black guys with good credit. This is you in the building.
Wow, we are getting some great holiday shopping hacks today. So I hope you're enjoying this and taking notes from our guests, Shazeen and Sean's.
We're hacking, bro.
Sean's hacking. We're all hacking, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Black guys.
Welcome.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially knowledgeable and the financially curious. Today we are joined by our guest, producer, YouTuber, and holiday shopping expert, my girl, Shazeen.
Hey.
So as we're getting this game on how to shop, Shazeen's giving us all the tips. Sean's breaking down his December 26 plan after Christmas, Grinch. I have a selfish angle for the holidays. What if you just want to shop for yourself? You're in the mall, you're online, you're seeing all these discounts. What if you want to, you know?
That's not selfish. I call that my time.
Exactly. So on to my time with all these discounts, like if you need a new computer, you need a new jacket, you need, you know, sometimes you need some stuff for you.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever take the time during these holiday sales to take advantage of these discounts to buy big ticket items that maybe you've been holding off during the year? What do you think about the buying for yourself during the holidays?
I absolutely do. I generally, it's not 100% possible for me to save everything until Black Friday, but I try to save those big ticket items that you mentioned until then to purchase it. So that $700 that I said I saved, though, most of those items were for me. You know, to be honest, running you through some stuff, like there was some sneakers that I wanted. We wanted some Huaraches. There was like $120. I got them for $65. Isn't that impressive?
I'm feeling you.
50% off of all my Zara stuff. I'm sorry. This is not a promo for Zara, but I do love them. And all the girls know how expensive they are. So if you can get 50% off, that's amazing. Clothes, everything down to like, people love Victoria's Secret. I think they're overpriced, but hey, if you hit them during Black Friday, you get some good deals.
Okay, Vicky's Secret. All right, shout out.
So do you wait for those special? Are you not shopping in between? Or are you just?
Yeah, I'm not.
Really?
No, especially with Vicky C, as you put it.
So today's Friday. We can't go shopping after this.
I mean,
show.
You can.
You're not coming.
No.
You're not. No convincing you.
No. My focus right now is sample sales.
Okay. Well, we were going to get to sample sales.
Do you do open box sales? Oh, do you like when open box? You down with that as well?
What's open
break
box?
Break that down for us.
You know, when you go to like a Best Buy and they'll sell you stuff that I guess
floor models
that somebody returned, call it open box.
I would be down for that, depending on what it is. Do they usually accept returns?
Possibly, yeah.
Oh, possibly.
Sometimes it's not, but yeah. So sample sales, they don't accept returns, right?
No, they don't. But I feel like I can get a thorough inspection on what I'm getting into. My only concern is technical. Like a television or something. If I
appliances
get one and it's not
and
working.
Equipment and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that sample sale. What do you like getting from sample sales then?
So for 2 whole years, I was looking for a leather jacket. Everybody who follows me on Instagram at Hey Chazine, by the way. They know how hard it was. Everyone was sending in recommendations. They told me to do All Saints, a $500 jacket, and I was like, "That's too much for me. We don't do that." So I went to a sample.
You look
sale.
Like a $500 shop. You
see, that's the key there. That's why those sample sales come in handy.
What was your budget?
Man, $200. I wanted to do $200 actually. So I found a $1,000 jacket, and I paid $198 for it. That's
big.
What is it? 90%, 80% discount, something like that.
And what was your journey?
Around the corner from my job.
Really? Were you eyeing it for a while and watching it go down?
Oh, that journey. My apologies. I was not. No. Literally, I just went in that day and I saw it. I was trying on a few jackets. I was like, you know, in the event that I find a good jacket, let me just try on a few. When I put this one on, this girl next to me was like, "That's an amazing jacket. Where'd you find that from?" I was like, "You don't say. Let me go find a mirror." And I was like, she was right. And so I purchased it.
So what if it was $400? You were still going to buy it? Or was it? It was $200?
How
like,
you say that?
It
no.
hit you. So it was more, you were more concerned about the price, and then obviously it fit your style, so everything worked out.
Yeah, yeah.
So $400, you wouldn't have bought it.
No, working within your budget once again. I've got financial goals.
What about a little
$250? Maybe I would have did that.
But where do you find these sample sales? Is there a place? Is there a store?
Oh,
or
yes.
How do you break that down?
Let me break it down. Sure. All right. So if you're on Instagram, I'm going to give you @260sample sale. @260sample sale. Mm-hmm. So I love them because they have 3 or 4 locations. I actually personally think they do the best job of promoting everything and giving you as much information as possible on social media. So they will literally show you in the highlights, it says what's coming up. They have a highlight for each location and you can see what is presently at each location. They will tell you when the prices start going down. And then I do have a formula that I'm developing for finding the best items. Should I share?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see.
Is it a challenging algorithm that we have to like?
No. So it depends on how I don't want to say desperate, but how much you need an item that they're from the brand that they're promoting at the moment. So I think presently, let's say Marc Jacobs is out there. If you've been looking for something Marc Jacobs all along, then go on the first day. However, if you're like me and you're just trying to get a good gift for somebody, and yeah, you would love to pay the least amount possible, last day. Now, keep in mind, you will have way fewer options, but the last day is the best. Now, another thing I like to do, because we talked about cashback cards and we talked about, you know, just other ways, like saving
promo
up your
codes,
money. Yeah, and all those things. It could be an option to purchase these things at a lower cost and then resell them. So
are you reselling?
Oh, so you're trying to flip
it. Are you reselling?
Yeah.
You resell?
It happened by accident, actually. So I went to buy my mom a dress. So this is for the people who have more expensive taste. The dress was originally priced, I think, $500. It's a $500 dress. I got it for $25. I was going to give her that for Christmas.
That's a deal.
Yes, because I'm sure that the
listeners. But you resold it.
Well, so it didn't fit her. it was not appropriately. So that's a note to you guys. It wasn't marked with the correct size. I kept looking at it like, this doesn't fit her. Does this fit her? And then finally I realized, oh, this is the wrong size. So I feel like that was like.
And how much did you resell for, can I ask?
$250.
See, so you bought an asset. It was a commodity. You were able to flip it and sell
it's
it. So there
stuff.
Is a market for that.
There is a market for that, sir.
Yeah, even the whole vintage initiative is based on that too,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
What about vintage shopping? You believe in that?
I'm not really. I like it's a personal thing. The items aren't clean. It kind of bothers me.
But they dry clean it out.
Not all of them.
So back to your flip, though. Where did you flip, like through eBay? Or what process did you use to sell the dress?
This is so exciting for me. All right, so I purchased it on Poshmark.
Isn't eBay old school now? Like, is
no, it? You know, I thought that too, but no, it's not. You'll be happy to know it's not.
No, Grandpa, you can still use your eBay account.
I'm just asking a question,
so you
brother.
You can definitely sell it on both. I actually had posted on both, and it got someone purchased it from Poshmark. So the formula I'm developing right now, I have not put this into practice because, once again, that whole sale thing just happened by chance. But if you go on to Poshmark, so if I know a brand is coming up, I'm going to hop on Poshmark. I'm going to type in the brand. Let's say I know their handbags sell well. So Marc Jacobs handbags, right? Then you will filter it to see what has sold already. You're going to also sort it by the highest selling items. So you'll look at those and you'll be able to see, okay, get some snapshots or screen grab them for what you're going to take into the store to figure out what you want to sell. I also like to look at what's available in the filter to see what's not selling.
When you filter, do you filter by price or by like style? Like, are you look at the price first or the item
I'm
first?
I'm a price, yeah, look, filterer.
Look,
when I'm usually shopping?
Your first thing is price and then the next thing is the item?
It is, because you can find some great buys for less money.
I like you.
You know, Matt is so groovy and grand. He said that I look like I spend a lot of money on my clothes.
Absolutely.
But I don't.
So you consider yourself financially conservative?
Yes.
AKA cheap?
Wow, that was a beautiful way. Yeah, dang.
You fell right into the trap.
I did. Yes, I am. And I have my mom to thank for that. Like, she used to. So in her day, we would go straight to the sales rack. That's pretty much what I'm doing online.
That's like your day,
surfing
Sean.
Through
yeah, right?
The big, Sean, big like bin, trying
day.
To find a size 9 with a size 9 over there. But do you think that it's affected your quality of life, do you think? Do you still think you have a fulfilling life based on, you know, yes, your ways of conserving and saving money?
You want me to tell you why?
Yeah, tell us why.
Because I'm able to take that money and go on vacation. I'm able to take that money, invest in my business. I'm able to take that money and save it. Because we're trying to build generational wealth.
So you don't feel like you've lost anything by having this wealth mindset. I think it's a wealth mindset, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just playing with you and... You know, but I agree with you. I mean, I myself, I'm a proud financially conservative guy.
Yes.
But I still believe in
cheap.
Is there birds flying in here?
Oh, no.
But I don't do it to per se, like, okay, not to call out any stores, but like, I don't know if people know in like Bobby's Discount Store, I'm not going to buy like my sweaters from there just because I want to buy them for $4.99. I'm still going to go to, like, let's just say, quote unquote, J. Crew, but I'm not buying a regular price item at J. Crew. I'm gonna look through clearances and look through different sales, but because I believe good quality stuff has a lot of longevity or shelf life to it, but I don't think paying full for that. And I'll watch. I'm okay, and I like especially big ticket items. I'll just wait on them, you know, until I feel the opportunity is right to strike, and then I strike hard. Even the holiday shopping. I can if I know like something that I'm gonna get, I'll take my time to wait for it until I feel it's optimal to buy it, you know, keeping it lingering in my mind.
Yeah.
But I don't try to deprive myself long term. Maybe short term I do.
Have you ever
You're asking me the questions now?
I know, isn't that weird? Have you ever calculated like your savings over time just out of curiosity? That sounds like such a nerdy thing to do. I guess that was me.
I try to do like incremental savings, but then I look for like big hit days, and I think like, I mean, creating wealth to me, and as far as I've done in business, is like there's times where you like, if you put your calendar, you got to get that big check. We did a show on the big check, and so I will plan that big check. Like, if let's just say it was $100, to use a number to make it simple. Mm-hmm. When I know I'm getting that big $100 in January, in my head I've already allocated. So right away, 15 of it is going to go towards going to Jamaica, meeting you in Jamaica. But I know 25 of it is going to go directly to purchasing something to grow that, you know. So I'm always trying to ride through the times with a little bit of incremental savings and then waiting for that big check to come.
Okay.
And then I leverage that.
It's motivating, and I think that when I calculated how much I said I saved Black Friday, $700,
mm-hmm.
when I did that last year, that's what made me say, oh, this is going to be the process moving forward, because you saved that much money. I would have wasted. What can I do with $700 is my question.
A lot.
Even if you're just going to spend it on meals, how many meals can I get? How many pieces of clothing? What kind of fly shoes can I get? If we want to think that way. Can I pay my rent with that? Like, you know, so that was the motivation to like, okay, let's really be strategic about this.
No, I love it. Well, are either of you guys re-gifters? How do you guys feel about re-gifting?
Hell yeah, re-gift. Oh, my God. By the time I get a gift and I look at it, I'll be like, I already know if it's re-gifting or not. Hell, absolutely. I don't have that connection with those gifts, like emotional thing. Man, I'll re-gift my granddaddy gift. Trust me, if there's
wow.
a lot.
Wow. Chazine, what about you?
I'm not opposed to it. I can't remember. I feel like I have, but I can't remember doing it. It's just because I think my taste has been different from the people who I was gifting, you know? But I'm not opposed to it, as long as they don't know and it's not super obvious.
Got you.
And it's something they would actually like.
Okay. Because, again, your love language is?
Gift giving, yes. It hurts me when it's a whack gift. It hurts me.
It doesn't hurt you, does it?
When I get a whack gift or I give a whack
gift?
When you
give one.
See, I'm not, like, this is a different, this is where the Jekyll and Hyde episode. I'm not overthinking it like that. Like, listen, I'm not trying to figure you out. I'm trying to, like, think what's trending, what people like, and then I'll try to satisfy that need. And if not, my default is gift card.
Oh, okay.
Ain't nobody, I've never seen anybody reject or be disappointed from a gift card.
Okay.
You reject a gift card?
I was pointing at myself. Yeah, I mean, disappointed, not now as an adult, but when I was
give
younger,
you a $100 gift card, you're going to turn your face and roll your eyes at me?
If I were sitting under a tree or by the tree and everyone's opening their gifts and I just got a bunch of gift cards, yes, that would sadden me.
And I'm adding them up in my phone. I'm like $100, $50, $250. You know what I'm saying? Like my boy David just walked in. He's nodding his head, right? We adding up those gift cards. Businessman. We
I mean,
like,
I'd be doing that too, but I'd still be like, dang, I have nothing to like show for it like right now.
Down the road.
All right. Well, as we bring the show to a close, are there any other websites or apps or things that we haven't mentioned? Like, I know we talked about Group. Did you mention Groupon earlier during the break?
Oh, yes. And Living Social.
Yeah. Talk about that. What kind of gifts or deals or, you know, people may not, they may be sleep on the Groupon angle. Talk about that.
So my sister last year wanted Jimmy Choo perfume. And I hopped on Jimmy Choo. Groupon, I got it for $20 less.
Oh, you a Groupon?
And it was
too?
Like the real, no, not usually, actually.
Oh,
but
man.
I was like, let
I
me
went
just
on
do
a Groupon
search.
Date. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're the people that they talk about.
I didn't know. I didn't know. It was planned for me. I was like, oh, Lord, I don't know about these Groupon dates. We were like $15 massage. It was so fast. Okay, guys, time up. Bye. Then we went on $10 Groupon dinner. I was like, I don't know about this Groupon thing. Every minute I'm seeing codes come out, and I'm like, man, I don't know. The Groupon date is a whole next level thing. You can do a Groupon date?
You know what's funny? I used to have a YouTube show on dating, and we talked about this, me and the girls, like whether we take offense if a guy took us out on a Groupon date. At the time, I was like, yeah.
Don't be a hypocrite. I know. No way, Miss Financially. See women? See that? Now
at
she's
the time,
overthinking.
It was
see,
years
ah,
ago.
David, give me another slap. You
it
see
was
that?
Years ago.
So I can Groupon date you, right?
Presently, as long as it's a good date, it's fine. Keep it discreet, please. I don't need to see
it. Why not? What's the problem? The lady with the facts just walked in. Can I Groupon date you?
No.
Oh, my God.
I agree with Shazine. Discretion is key.
Say that again.
I absolutely agree. It's about the experience, right? So discretion, I think, is important. Let's be discreet about it.
Yes, thank you.
There are some great experience gifts, right? Like if your guy loves race cars, like to get him a race car date gift,
that's
cool. Do you bring out the promo code?
No,
well,
no.
In
no.
front of him? No.
No. You actually just
hypocrites.
Reminded me.
Hypocrites. My Groupon date brought out the codes, let me know it was a couple massage way up in some place I'd never been. Then we had to drive another 3 miles to find the Groupon dinner place. I'm like, yo. So a woman can do that to me, but a man can't do that to a woman.
Okay. One gift I got from my father actually one Christmas was, what is it, flight lesson. He loved it.
Okay.
That saved me. I could normally at the time, I would never been able to afford that. That was,
it was
a beautiful
Groupon?
Gift. Yeah, he didn't know.
So why didn't you tell him?
I didn't tell him.
Why?
If he's listening now, he knows. But he would be proud of me. He would be proud.
Okay, so Groupon, there's could be some hidden gems out there, but maybe be discreet about your delivery is what we're learning.
Yes.
Are there any other websites or any tips we might want to mix in before we close this out?
I would say, no, that's it. The sample sales will be incredible. And like the company I mentioned to y'all, 260 sample sale is great. There's another one some friends have put me on to. I cannot vouch for them. I've not used them yet. However, I will save it with you. I feel like an accent came out there. Maybe that was from my ancestors. Saint Kitts Passe. All right. It's Chic Me NYC. So Chic Mi NYC on Instagram, and then there's another one called Philosophy. These are all in the city, so you can check those out too. But those are just grand. They're all grand, guys. Use them all. Download them all.
So, people, I hope you've enjoyed all these great holiday shopping hacks from our expert, Shazeen. Yes. Sean has some great insight with his Grinchly December 26th angles. Thrifty. That's a much nicer word.
Well, you can tell I've been scarred. Okay. You know,
oh, no.
My Groupon experience just scarred me. You know, I'm traumatized for life. You know, that 10-minute quick massage to the 4-minute meal.
That's
drive.
Another show. So, all right. So we hope you've enjoyed all these shopping hacks when our guest Shazeen giving us all these tips and all this game. Thank you, Shazeen.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Sean, for your frugal tips and your late day after Christmas angles as well. And your Groupon angle. I'm sure all the ladies love your Groupon dates.
Yes, Shazeen, thank you for coming out. I mean, it was great to hear your secrets and to have a woman admit, like, I am financially conservative and proud of it.
All right. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, guys. This is good. This is good times.
You're welcome. And to all of our listeners, we want to wish you some happy holiday shopping. We have the lady with the facts who joined us. Any last-minute thoughts or tips on this episode?
Oh, I'm just sorry I missed it all, but the little tail end that I got, Groupon can be your friend. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, okay. I'm going back to Groupon.
Don't let Sean sway you.
Don't sleep on the Groupon.
When done correctly.
All right. Well, tune in next week because we're actually going to extend this whole theme, and we're going to give you our top 20 tips for holiday shopping, for saving during your holiday shopping. So tune in next week. And Sean, do you have any final words?
Take a little page from our guest, Shazeen. I agree with her. Enjoy the journey of the shopping and experience for people that you love. And I think she's convinced me to be a love shopper.
Oh, yeah.
I may sway a little from my coupons and become a love shopper and enjoy the moment and learn to give to people that you care about and excite them with these wonderful gifts that you can create.
Wow,
and if all else fails, gift card.
We may have changed Sean's love language.
Oh, or
he's bilingual now.
I really missed a good
Shazam.
Shazeen, where can we find you?
Oh, you can find me. Everything is on Chazine.com. My YouTube is youtube.chazine.com. You can access everything there. Instagram at Hey Chazine. Chazeen.
Love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Short and sweet.
My name is Dion Nichols, the lady with the history, the stats, and the cold hard facts. And I'm out.
And I'm Matt Smith. I hope there was a nice takeaway from all of this. I appreciate the hacks. Learned a lot, and I hope you did too.
And I'm Sean Linder, the better half of two black guys with good credit. And I can't believe I almost forgot to say it, Matt. I know you're trying to throw my game off, but of all shows, I need to say keep your money in your damn pocket. And I'm out.
Black guys.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.